stories of the Bible. Jacob and Esau. This is Jacob.
Heyo!
Who was later called Israel.
Yep.
Jacob was the father of 12 sons who became the 12 tribes of Israel.
All right.
Jacob had a twin brother named Esau.
Hey!
Even when Jacob and Esau were in their mother's belly, they fought.
Wow!
As the boys grew up, Esau liked to be outside and to hunt, while Jacob was quiet and liked to stay home. Their father Isaac loved Esau because he liked eating what Esau hunted, but Rebekah, their mother, loved Jacob. Esau had a birthright, which means he would get special things and privileges because he was the firstborn. One day, Jacob was making a stew, and Esau came home very hungry and asked for some.
Give us some of that.
Wait.
Jacob said he would trade Esau some stew for his birthright.
Whatever.
Esau agreed, and Jacob was given Esau's birthright. Later on, Isaac, their father, was getting very old, and he wanted to bless his son Esau. Isaac's blessing was very important, and Rebekah wanted Jacob to have the blessing instead of Esau. So Rebekah told Jacob to pretend to be Esau and go to his father for the blessing. Isaac was turning blind, so he believed that Jacob was Esau, and he blessed him. Esau came to his father to get his blessing, but Isaac had already given it to Jacob.
No!
All of this made Esau hate his brother Jacob. Esau made plans to kill his brother. Rebekah heard of this and had Isaac send Jacob away to live with her family. For many years, Jacob lived with his uncle and worked in the field taking care of his flock. He started a family and gained many servants, cattle, donkeys, sheep, and goats. God told Jacob to leave his uncle's land and go back to the land of his father.
Okay, come on!
So Jacob took his family and everything he owned and traveled back home. Jacob knew that his brother would be there, though. So he sent messengers ahead and heard that Esau had an army of 400 men with him. Jacob prayed to God and asked for him to rescue him from Esau. Then he sent gifts ahead of him for his brother. That night, Jacob was alone in his camp, for he had sent his family and everything he had ahead of him.
Hi.
A man came and wrestled with him until dawn. The man saw that he wouldn't win, so he touched Jacob's hip and said, "Let me go."
No.
But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Then the man gave Jacob a new name. He said, "From now on, you will be called Israel, because you have fought with God and men and have won." The man blessed Jacob. Jacob left that place, but he had a limp because of the injury to his hip. Then Jacob looked up and saw his brother Esau coming with his 400 men. Jacob went ahead of his family and bowed to his brother. Esau ran to meet Jacob and hugged him. They both wept. Jacob introduced Esau to his family and gave him a gift, even though Esau said he had enough. After everything Jacob and Esau had been through, the brothers made peace with each other, and Jacob went on to be the father of the great nation of Israel.